5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Praise God. What a beautiful day it is today. I know you must get tired of hearing me say that, but I can't help but just rejoice in the days that God has created for us. You know, He's so good to us. He allows us to see and to hear and to feel His beauty. And I know that there is someone out there here today, right now, listening to this message who is saying, "But I haven't been allowed to see His beauty." I want to give you a message of hope today. I want to say to you today that even as God healed, even as He used Jesus Christ, God Himself, to heal in the days that Jesus walked on the earth, so does He heal today. And with all my heart, I declare that to you, that Jesus Christ heals. He sets free, He delivers, praise God. And because of that, we are freed in Him. We are healed in Him. We are made whole in Him. I know, I feel in my spirit right now that there is one among you listening who does not have the eyesight that you desire. Whether your eyesight is impaired, whether you just simply completely have no eyesight at all, I know that you desire that sight, that vision. I tell you first, my sister, to seek a vision in Christ. Oh, sister, I say to you that you are to seek the beauty of Jesus Christ through the eyes of your heart, that you are to seek Him and that you are to see Him with your spiritual eyes. And as you see Him with your spiritual eyes, and you put your hand in His, and you see the beauty of His countenance, that you will receive healing. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I lift this sister up to you, Father, and I ask that you touch her right now, Father. That you touch those eyes, Father. That you bring healing to her heart, Father. That you open up those spiritual eyes, Father. And as those spiritual eyes are open, and as she places her belief and her trust and her faith in you, Father, that she is healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. And sister, as you receive this word into your heart and believe the word of God and reach out and accept that healing, so shall you have it. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. That can be found in 1 Kings 22, verse 14. But I say to you, sister, that today that it is my prayer, and I pray that it is your prayer, that whatever God says unto you, that will you speak, and nothing else. God, I pray that whatever you say unto me, that I will speak that. Father, I pray that you take these lips of clay, Father, and anoint them, that only your word will be spoken and nothing else, Father. Oh, Father, that you will be glorified. And, Father, send out the convicting power of your Holy Spirit upon every sister out there in this listening audience today. Oh, Father, that their lives will be touched and ministered to, that healing will be had, Father. Oh, that your healing virtue will be felt. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord. I praise you, Father. I praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. in Jesus' name. You know, it's remarkable to me that I can come to this radio set completely prepared with something written out and say, this is what I'm going to speak on today. And the moment I open my mouth, God has His way. God has His way. You see, already 5 minutes has gone by, and not one word that I have written down on paper, except the verse from 1 Kings, has been used. But you see, that is because God has something special that He once said today. There is someone out there listening today who is seeking and desiring a healing. A healing. Healing of the heart, healing of the mind, a hurt. Because you have placed your trust in a sister of the world, you have been misled. And because you have been misled, that your life has been hurt. Yea, I say unto you, even your family has been hurt. And you see this, and you see the bad counsel, and you wish to correct it. And sister, I say to you right now that it is not too late. Praise God, it is never too late in God's timing. Turn your heart to God and seek His counsel. Yea, pray in the Spirit, I say to you, for the Holy Spirit seeks your heart. Seeks your heart, seeks the burdens and the hurts and the aches and the pains of your heart. And Jesus Christ Himself makes intercession for you through the Holy Spirit to God the Father on the throne. I say to you, sister, not to be afraid of the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You have heard so many teachings and you've heard so many things said, and you've been afraid. And you've been afraid to accept what the Holy Spirit has to say to you. You have been afraid to let the Holy Spirit pray and intercede through you. And I tell you, sister, not to be afraid. Not to be afraid. If you will turn in your word to Romans chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 26 through 28. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Sister, sometimes I hurt so much that I cannot pray for myself. But praise God, He has sent the Holy Spirit. When Jesus left this world, He said, I leave, but I do not leave you alone. I leave with a Comforter. And that Comforter will pray for you, intercede for you, will teach you. What does God's Word say? But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Oh, sister, I pray for you today that you will set free the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, that you will allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you, to make intercession with groanings that cannot be uttered. Sister, if you feel that strange language coming through, allow God to pray through you through the Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you about things which hurt you so much that you cannot even utter them. But you see, we let the world come against us with bad advice. We let the world tell us, oh, that's not the Spirit praying through you. That's just your mind. That's your imagination. That's your emotion. It's all emotionalism. I tell you, first of all, that the first one that says that is not the Holy Spirit, that is not the working of God, that they should be careful lest they be in danger of hellfire. because we cannot blaspheme God. We cannot say that something that is of God is not of God, and that person must be very careful. Sister, I say to you that you should be wary of listening to that advice. Rather, seek God, seek the mind of Christ, and let the Holy Spirit pray through you. Because there you will have freedom. Freedom in God. Freedom in God. Sisters, I tell you that sometimes we hurt so much. Haven't you ever been so sick that you haven't been able to pray for yourself? That you've had to go to a friend, to a sister, say, I am so sick. Please pray for me. I say to you that we get that way in our hearts. That we get sick in our hearts. That we get so sick in our hearts that we cannot pray for ourselves. But you see, God has sent the Holy Spirit to pray for us. God does not leave us unprotected. God knows our frailty as a human. He knows that we hurt so much sometimes that we don't know what to say. He knows. He has seen us battered. Have you been battered, sister? Have you been battered perhaps by someone that you have been so embarrassed to reach out to a fellow sister and say to that sister, please pray for me. You don't know what it's like. I tell you, sister, that you do not have to face that alone. That the Holy Spirit will pray through you, will intercede for you, will pray about that hurt that you cannot speak to anyone else. Oh, sister, stay away from the counsel of the world, but seek the mind of Christ and the counsel of Jesus Christ. My heart is so burdened and so heavy today, because I know that there is someone out there today who has gotten bad advice, bad counsel, counsel from the world, and that it has torn your home apart. Sister, I say to you to be freed in the name of Jesus, to be freed and to let the power of God work through you, through the Holy Spirit. Accept that loving grace that Jesus Christ has for you. Accept all that He has for you. Come to know Him first as your Savior. And allow the Holy Spirit to work through you, to pray out all those hurts, and you will be healed. Praise God, this is not the message that I had intended to bring today. But it is the message that God wanted to be brought today. It is the message that God wanted to be brought today. I encourage you, if you need to pick up your phone and call a sister in Christ, that you find a sister that you can call, share that burden with. Let the Holy Spirit work in your life. There's so much happening today in the world. But you know, God has sent women to minister to other women. I haven't even made the announcement I meant to make, and praise God, here is one example of an opportunity of women who can minister to other women. Monday night at 6:30, on the 22nd, Joy Fellowship. Joy Fellowship, a ministry of women to other women. It will be at Northside Assembly of God, 809 East Northern Avenue in Crowley, Louisiana. The guest speaker at the Joy Fellowship, Monday, September 22nd. Phone 783-3620, Northside Assembly of God, for more information concerning this ministry to other women. And ladies, I encourage you to write to me with any prayer needs. If you wish to receive tape number 3, have you made your choice, God or man? Write to me. I'll be glad to send you that tape. This ministry is for you. It is for the ladies in this listening area. If you have an activity that will minister to other women that you wish announced, please write. Let me know what it is. I'll be glad to announce it. Praise God. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow.
Touching Women Ministry. You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.